This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, well, it's official. New York has upset L.A. in the first semifinal at TGL.
I wish you guys could have been here to hear Ryan Buckley unsolicited and not joking yell out, "Tommy Fleetwood, you bitch!"
Yeah, I sure did.
Missed a big putt.
Guessing you had a little something on Tommy Fleetwood and company.
That's right.
Yeah, we bet L.A. tonight.
I've been riding the Rop tutelage to some wins this year. So we got to get back on the horse tomorrow.
Took an L.
Here's the matchup. It's Atlanta versus the Bay Club. You got Justin Thomas, Billy Horschel, and Patrick Cantlay tomorrow against Shane Lowry, Minwoo Lee, and Ludvig Oberg.
What? Huh? Oh, sorry. I passed out there. I passed out from all the indoor golf.
I'm
going to
get Rob's pick right now.
I know that Atlanta is undefeated, but I'm going to go with Bay Club there. Are we catching points?
I haven't even looked at the odds yet. I wanted your opinion on it without knowing the odds.
I think I might take the points.
Take the point? You mean take the juice?
I think Bay Whatever. Club is going to be an underdog, and I feel like plus money there is good value. JT's team is the team to beat, I think. But I'm not sure about that.
It's essentially even odds tomorrow. The even. Bay, a slight favorite.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Man, this hot TGL talk.
But am I right that ATL hasn't lost?
I don't see their records.
Let's go through this.
I thought they've lost.
Can we go player by player, like the individual matchups? I mean,
So Justin Thomas against Shane Lowry. Who do you like?
I swear to God.
Okay, do you want to do Horschel versus Minwoo Lee?
Ooh, that's tough.
I hate you.
Cantlay versus Oberg? The Swede? Your Swede?
My Swede.
So Mitchell Voigt is a guy who plays at Michigan. He plays baseball.
Yes.
Okay, not basketball. He plays baseball.
I believe he's a second baseman.
Looks super baseball-y. He's super bro-y.
When did baseball become the broiest sport?
It's always been that way. Yes. It's just, I don't know. I think they just lean into it more now.
Yeah. Like they're doing, there's a lot of accessories.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of
bits.
Big eye black happening. And
yep.
There's headbands.
Hair.
Yeah.
Hair's all funky. This kid had to issue an apology because he gets to third base on a triple and snorts the third baseline.
Well, he pretends to snort.
White powder of the third baseline.
Yeah, it's a head first slide and the helmet comes off and everything. So while he's there, he just, you know, pretends like he's got a little railer. It's a, you know, end of the evening, he needs a bit of a pick me up. And apparently that is unacceptable.
It did not go over well.
No, it did not.
And this morning at 10:55 a.m. via his notes app on his phone, he had to release the statement that reads, "I would like to apologize for my actions on third base yesterday. I made an immature decision in the heat of the moment. The gesture I made does not reflect my character.
You sure about that?
The household I was raised in, or the block M that I represent in any kind of way. I take full responsibility for what I did, and I am truly sorry to all those who I have negatively impacted by doing this."
So we're expected to believe that this broiest of bros from Michigan has never done a little railer? That's what we're supposed
to... Yeah, he got that idea having never done that
He's
before.
He's never done it before in his life. And no one at Michigan either.
Does not reflect him.
Was anybody negatively impacted by that?
Like not a single one.
Won't someone think of the children?
What the hell?
Some kid had to have it explained to their dad.
Like, yeah, an 11-year-old with a Twitter account was like, what's that?
But hey, when in doubt, apologize.
His dad's like, well, I've been meaning to talk to you about this, son. Here's a mirror.
Sometimes
here's
after
razor
a
blade.
Night of heavy drinking, son, it feels like you're about to go down. And
see that white powder on the floor or on the field there?
You don't watch much Saturday Night Live anymore, do you?
Sometimes. I try to.
Shane Gillis was the host a couple weeks back, and one of the fun, you know, they do the SNL ads, right, where they do fake products. One of the best ones ever was he had one for basically depression. The new medication was a couple of beers. And then, of course, you know, whenever they do the medication commercials, they have to tell you about the side effects. And then the side effects, you take a different medication to handle the side effects. So the best was the couple of beers came in, they looked like prescription bottles, but they were just beers.
Yeah, it looked like a Centrum bottle, yes. Kind of like you get from the pharmacy, yeah.
And the only downside to a couple of beers, which, by the way, treated everything from seasonal depression to mild Italian housewife, which was amazing. But it can cause drowsiness. And so if the couple of beers is causing drowsiness, you need to ask your doctor about a little bump. And the little bump was just a baggie of blow and then a key. And they talked about how the little bump would pick you up from the drowsiness. And it was amazing. But this bro at Michigan, no. It doesn't represent him or the fine Block M. It's not about that life.
By the way, Buck, I'm seeing that Atlanta has already lost to the Bay Club this year.
Oh, I saw both teams are 4-1. So same record,
so
but
Atlanta has
head to head.
Yeah,
Atlanta
Bay
got
Club
them.
Beat them.
Oh, Bay Club beat them.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Wow. So what you're saying is, dude, all day tomorrow, this is just going to be a nail biter. It's anyone's
game. Well, between that and the first four, and I mean,
we got
what are we going to do with
Cubs,
ourselves?
Dodgers?
Man, that's at like 3 a.m.
The sports day, we have to start drinking at 3:00 a.m. Do you know that?
It's the only way
for tomorrow.
I hate to tell you
this. First four.
But there's kegs only and one. Eggs, let's do it.
If we start drinking at 3, there's only one way we're getting through this show.
A little bump? What do you call it in the skit?
I think we now call it the third baseline.
The third baseline.
I think from now on, be like, hey, what are you doing? I'm going to head to the bathroom. I got to slide head first in the third baseline real quick. What was this guy? Mitchell Voigt?
Mitchell Voigt.
There you go. I got to pull a Mitchell Voigt head into the third baseline. If you want me alert, if I'm going to start drinking at 3 a.m, dude, by the time 4 o'clock rolls around, I'm going to need a pick-me-up. And then I'll write my apology, like, in advance for anyone that I'm offended.
All right, well, they have found an extermination camp in Mexico.
Yeah.
And it's terrifying.
Yeah, has there ever been an extermination camp that wasn't terrifying?
That's fair.
I mean, to be honest with you, if you told me they found an extermination camp anywhere...
But they,
I wouldn't be like.
I think
it was great.
We just didn't know that the cartels were up to this level of. what would be the word like
evil?
Yeah, but they were and are
shenanigans. Although shenanigans seems kind of fun.
We'll get to that.
There's nothing fun about this.
Coming up next in the club on the Fan.
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.